And we're back. Devil Radio Studios here on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, maybe 1580 AM, catching the Devil Radio stream, devilradio927.com. Maybe you've downloaded the greatest app ever, self-proclaimed. Brian says it's easy and natural for Wisconsinites. You can tell Alexa to play the Devil Radio app, enable the Devil Radio app, and you can listen to Devil Radio anytime you're within earshot of your Alexa device as well. So all kinds of ways to catch the show. We do have our second half of our show today. We have someone here with us. We had someone last week with Manuel of Ethical Trade Co. And then he raced across town and opened his store in the new location, which was fun and exciting. And today we get to talk to sponsor of the show and get some updates on things with Sue Peck. She's back. Sue, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am pumped up today. Coffee got in there early this morning. You know, there's a lot of good things happening, potentially on different levels and layers in life, even though we know in the world there's some scary things happening and things like that. But, which I think we're actually going to get into a little bit of that, right? And how it's affecting finances right now.
A little bit.
Okay. We'll get there too. But anyway, overall, good stuff. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Sue, I heard and I've seen you have been, you'd been venturing out into some safe spaces, but some experiences that you haven't had in a while. You've been making sure you're catching up on some of that stuff. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing lately.
Oh my goodness, being social is amazing. I love it. Okay, so not entirely all safe spaces, I guess. You can't really call all spaces safe. But I have been able to make it out to see some friends. I've been able to make it out to see some shows. I've been able to make it out to get to a Dane by Local meeting in person. So super exciting stuff. Got to say that I love my Dropkick Murphys. So had to go see Dropkick Murphys at the Sylvie. That made me amazingly happy.
It was fun. You know, I was, so my son was in a musical in the early part of February where the performance is. And it was just really nice to be back in that space, be an audience member, observing live performance, you know, seeing that again. And, you know, we're all masked. The kids are masked doing the show. But just to be able to be interacting in, you know, as safe as possible way. But to have that experience again, it was nice to get back to some more of those things.
Absolutely. Oh, that felt so good.
All right, Sue, if you don't know her, she is the owner and founder of Evolution Financial. Again, the website is evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, tell us a little bit about a couple of things coming up here. I know we wanted to talk about doing this financial segment and how it's relating to people and things in the world. There's a lot going on in our world right now, but let's talk about a few things that you came up with for today. One is kind of the value of an ongoing relationship versus a one-time plan. So when you're going to work with somebody that's really looking for a plan, right? And they want this plan and they want you to fix and set their lives for forever, right? Financially. Is that really possible in a one-time plan, or does it take that partnership?
So it's an interesting thing with a one-time plan. The one-time plan is incredibly valuable because it does let you know what you've been doing, how you've been doing it. You know, are there some tweaks that you should do as you move forward? But the other problem with the one-time plan is it's basically wrong right after you present it, because things always change. Tax laws change, estate planning laws change, what's going on in the world changes, jobs change, life situations change. Also, when it comes to working with a financial advisor, one of the things that you'll see is the relationship just gets deeper and deeper over time. And so I have situations where, you know, like this week, I met with a couple that we basically do a once a year check-in. And so, and really that's all they want me for. They pay me on an hourly basis and we meet once a year. And so before we get together, I have to remind myself all of these things about their life because I haven't been in touch with them for the last year. On the flip side, I have an ongoing client that I have talked to every single week, sometimes multiple times a week for the last 3 weeks, because she has so many things going on in her life. And the conversation that we had earlier this week, she needed to make a really big decision. I'm not going to make that big decision for her, but I knew what questions I needed to ask in order to get her to the right place because I know her really well. So having those ongoing relationships, you just get a deeper relationship. You get somebody who's more valuable to you than you do with these once a year check-ins.
So is it fair to say, Sue, I mean, you might term this differently, but I'm going to put my coin on it here. Is it fair to say that you're a tweaker? you must tweak things in order.
I do tweak things.
Okay. I mean, you have to be a tweaker for it to be successful, right? And you have to raise the inflection in your voice when you say that word. At least that's the way I go about it. But no, I love that partnership, and the fact that I think that's one of the reasons why you have that philosophy when you first work with people is getting to know so much about them, because you want that plan to fit who they are, and also you want to understand what their goals are. So then as you're putting a plan together, maybe there's less room or less need for tweaking because you have a good understanding of that person.
Absolutely. And the conversations that we can have, they're just so much more valuable when people are trying to make bigger decisions that are, you know, revolving around their finances later on. I know so much about that person, so I know what's important to them. I can point out maybe you've forgotten that this is a situation that you're really not that comfortable with once you get into it, because it's been a while. So these are the sort of conversations that you can have when you get to know somebody really well.
And so when you start a relationship like that, from your perspective, you know, how does that work? What's the best way for people to reach out if they're interested in working with you? And again, I know you've got a deal here with customers who hear you and said they heard you through Devil Radio. So tell people about that quick.
Absolutely. So if you go to my website, evolutionfinplan.com, there are a number of places that you can go on there where you can schedule yourself right into my calendar. Otherwise, you can also fill up my contact me form and you can say that you heard me on the radio, and then we can go from there and talk about the best route forward from there.
Another thing you've talked about is, and it goes back to relationships too, but it's also understanding people and not just treating a customer as a number, or, you know, really wanting to understand that person. It's kind of the difference between someone who just manages your investments and a planner who manages your investments. So what's the difference there?
Yeah, there are so many times that I run into people who have had their investments managed by someone or another company that's out there. And they tell me, you know, this was set up a decade ago, this was set up however many years ago, and we don't really talk to each other, and I can see that some things change, but I don't really do much with this person. And so when you're working with a planner, that person is saying, okay, so what type of accounts do we have here? How should these accounts be interacting with each other? What are you doing with the funds that you have in these accounts, and how are they helping your life? Do you have needs that are coming up that we need to start monitoring one of the types of accounts so we can raise some cash to help you get to those needs that you have? So there's a lot of different, as you said, tweaking that needs to happen within these accounts in order to help somebody move forward. And if you just have somebody managing your investments and that investment manager doesn't have a full understanding of what's going on in your life, those investments might not be pointed in the direction that you need them to be. They might not be doing what you need them to be in order to move your life forward. So it's really important to have somebody who's working with you on the investments and not just saying, hey, I got this from here. You go away. You and your life don't really matter right now. I'm just going to take care of your investments. You matter to me when it comes to our relationship. I want to make sure that we're in touch as all of these things move forward.
That's a really interesting perspective into, you know, your job and how you view it, because you kind of have two prongs happening, right? You're looking and things that are always changing, because we know that financial markets, what's successful, you know, you have to look at all the finances part, right? And that's one prong. You have to adjust to all those changes. Mm-hmm. But then, like you said as well, people's lives and goals and situations change, right? So then you also have to adjust to all those changes. So your job is looking at all of those changes and how can we match them up to get to the end result for you as your customer or client that is going to be the best for you, right? So
absolutely.
I think that's really interesting. I mean, those are a lot of changes, and that's, you know, that's probably why you got to make those, stay on top of that stuff, and why that partnership and constant communication, or consistent communication, let's say, is really vital to making that work for you.
Absolutely. You have people who are reaching retirement and they're trying to figure out where to take the money from. Which account do I take the money from? What's most tax efficient for me? Well, what also matters is what you're using the money for. So do you need money this year? Do you need money next year? Because if you need money next year, we might want to start thinking about that this year. So those conversations need to start happening in order to figure out the best route forward as far as which account do you take the money from to benefit you tax-wise.
We are talking with Supek, owner, founder of Evolution Financial, the website evolutionfinplan.com. Sue is also the sponsor of this program, Let's Get Local, so we appreciate that. It's time for break, but we're going to have more Sue, more with Sue, when we come back. Tune in on the other side.